Sounds great.
Welcome to the Evolved You podcast.
Your go-to podcast that covers all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and so much more.
My name is Naomi.
And I'm Ben.
It's time to buckle up for a bit of banter, a touch of real talk,
and a whole bunch of education and motivation.
With that being said, who is ready to evolve? Alrighty guys, what is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolved You podcast.
Hello everybody. I'm here as well.
You're the most awkward person.
I'm still getting used to this whole thing. It's weird talking to a microphone.
No, you're good during the apps, but the intros...
Oh, the intros just get me all the time. I don't know what to say.
Just like you're catching up with a girlfriend over coffee.
I don't have girlfriends. I've got one. I've got you.
Anyway, what is going on, guys? I hope you're all doing well. Happy birthday, if it's your birthday.
You beat me to it.
Fun fact, actually, you'll like this one, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, like the Spotify review, like you can view all your podcasts and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can look up your podcast stats on the website where we upload the podcast to.
Okay.
And it said that three people last year listened to this podcast on their birthday.
Really?
Yeah. So happy birthday. There you go.
Happy birthday. Birthday.
One day that'll pay off and someone will be bloody stoked.
How'd you find that out?
I don't know. It says it on the stats. Anyway, let's get straight into the episode. As you can tell, bit of an educational one today by the title. Ben's probably going to be taking majority of the lead with this one because he could talk training for a lifetime and he gets very in detail with it.
I just get excited about it.
So we'll see if I can reel him in. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, get excited to learn. We are pumped for today's episode. What's a life update? Hit us. Hit us with what's been going on.
We've been training in the studio. And yeah. It's been amazing.
Like PTing, you mean?
PTing, yeah. Yeah, not just ourselves, but actual clients in the studio. Mm. It's been really good so far.
Yeah, everyone's been super stoked and I just love seeing their response when they walk in and they're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I don't know what the boys are saying, but that's what my girls are saying.
Oh, along the same lines, but not as girly.
Yeah, so everyone's loving it, which is super exciting. It is the last week of the 8-week challenge and they have all killed it. I cannot wait to see all of their, what's it called, check-in feedback this week and see how much they've progressed, which is very exciting.
It's going to be some good changes from start to finish. Some great
transformations as a whole. Even though it's been this time of year, it's been a difficult one for most, but it's very exciting nonetheless.
Yeah.
Our online gang are thriving and are ready for the festive season. They are ready to go. They are prepared and we're excited for them. We love our little community.
We do. We try to give as much education in our Facebook group as possible. Literally goes over any part of the health and fitness
realm, life realm, journey, whatever. Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, you are welcome to join our private Facebook group. It is free. We do not sell stuff in there. It's literally just an educational portal. So if you do want to join, the link should be in this description. But anyway, any other life updates, I guess?
I'm just looking forward to spending time with some family. It's been a long time. A lot of them have been down the other side of the border. And some are coming up for Christmas, so that's going to be exciting.
So fun. Sorry, I laugh because it just sounds like we live in Mexico, but like it feels like it the last how many months. Ben's family's in New South Wales, so yeah, it's been a while. But anyway, let's get into today's episode, and then that is how to train smarter, not harder. Now, this is a big one in the health and fitness, mainly the fitness industry, because I don't know, people just are dumb in the gym, or just obviously it's uneducated, but like.
Yeah, it comes down to education and or lack of education.
Mm.
And I'm going to say like watching YouTubes or watching Insta-famous people and they just don't know. They're not certified. They're not accredited in any way, but they think they can just give out information. And it's most of the time it's false. It's a bit shocking sometimes with, you know, the people that are doing it. But this is why we're here to tell people how to do it properly.
Yeah. So on that note, let's get into, we've got quite a fair few points. Some of them are a little bit technical, but we will explain them as best as we can. And some of them may be things that you already know, and I'm sure most of them will be things that are new, hopefully. But let's just get started. It is all about the fundamentals. So do you want to elaborate on that one for me, Ben?
Definitely. So it's all about the fundamentals when it comes down to, firstly, just being safe and enjoying training. Like everyone starts for a certain reason. And we need to understand what the reason is, what their goal is, and the safest way to get them there. And sometimes it's not as quick as they think it is. And especially when it ties back to training, there's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet, or like what we said before. And when it comes to the fundamentals, we need to pretty much structure training from the start, just so you know where you're heading with it. So that comes down to obviously trying to follow a program, something like a program where you've got a coach. I would say that's one of the biggest things, is to get a coach that can teach you everything along the way. But also, if you just want to do it yourself, you need to be educated and you need to be willing to learn about everything that goes into training.
I think that's the biggest one, is like the willingness to learn. I feel that a lot of people don't have that. So when they do a challenge or a dieting phase or like whatever it may be, they don't want to learn anything. So they come out of it with the same shitty habits that they've always had, and they don't actually grow as a person. So willingness to learn is a big one. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah.
Another one is like, I guess, learning about the muscle groups, coming back to education, the movement patterns, and making sure you are hitting all ranges of motion. And all movements, basically. Definitely. Well, you know, especially the main ones.
Yeah, we don't want to neglect anything at all. And we don't want to be over training certain body parts, whether you like them or not. So it comes down to literally having a good foundational ratio of pushing and pulling movements that goes for upper body and lower body.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. And I guess obviously one of the big ones is technique. Which is a huge one.
Look, it's probably the biggest one.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're not having anyone check over your technique, like, I highly recommend it. Whether you are a newbie or you're an advanced trainer, there is still ways that you can improve. Like, Ben pulls me up on things all the time. I pull up my clients that are personal trainers all the time. Do you know, like, you're constantly learning with technique tweaks. And obviously you can't see things on yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we video. That's why we get from different angles. We get other people's opinions because they can see stuff that you can't. Technique is the most crucial when it comes to training and actually training long term, so you don't hurt yourself. You can always see, well, the idea is to always see progression in your training when it comes to increasing reps and sets and having enough intensity behind everything you do. That is probably the second, is to be training as intense as you need to.
Yeah.
And that comes down to being, if you're at the start of your training block, then the intensity doesn't have to be as high. But as you're approaching the end of your training block, it's got to be a little bit more intense because we are working on progressive overload. We add reps, sets, volume, depending on what your training split is, what you started with, the frequency of the muscles that you're hitting every week.
Yeah. And I think with like certain movements, then there needs to be a big emphasis on intensity. Like, do you know, you're doing a hip thrust or a glute drive or a hip hinge of some form. And if you aren't thrusting that bar through to the roof, you know, like, you're not going to get the most effect from it.
I literally tell my boys, thrust that extra inch.
I know. So many guy trainers.
it's all about range of motion, and it's all about the intensity. That's the big thing.
Mm. A couple of other things is knowing where to start. Let's just bring it back for a hot second. Knowing where to start in regards to like exercise, reps, sets, volume, and all of that sort of stuff. So do you want to go into like maintenance volume and all of that for us?
Yeah. So it's good to know what your maintenance volume is or what it roughly is. And we want to use that at the start of a training block. For example, training your hamstrings, maintenance volume is 4 sets and 4 good sets. Granted, they're intense enough.
Over the week,
Over the full week. So just 4 sets. It seems like not much, but that is dead maintenance for you at a frequency of maybe 2 to 3 times. So with 4 sets, start it twice a week. You could split them into 2 days on a Monday and a Thursday. Do 2 sets of Romanians on Monday, 2 sets of seated leg curl on a Thursday. And then work up from that base. So work up to 10 to maybe up to 20 sets, depending on how long your block is. With that higher range being 20, that's your maximum adaptive volume. So you may not even get up to that point, but it's all very relative to your recovery as well. So you have to bear in mind at what point of your health and fitness journey you're at, whether you've been training for a few years or you're a beginner, you need to take into consideration your recovery.
Mm. So this is basically progressive overload and what you need to train as a minimum in order to maintain muscle and then how to add and progress from that.
Definitely.
Correct? So that's like a layman's term of explaining it.
Yeah.
Another one is training all movement patterns. So, you know, choosing a certain amount of exercises for a training block. And then once you move on to your next block, choosing a different variation of that exercise. So do you want to give an example on that?
So let's stick with hamstrings, for instance. If you're doing a barbell Romanian for your first block, second block, you can just change that to dumbbells.
Dumbbell Romanian, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could change that entirely and go to the same movement pattern and go to like a glute ham raise. Something that's similar, same movement pattern, but it's a different variation. So you, A, don't get so bored of the same stuff, but the best of us, we just stick with the same stuff. And we just get really good. That's where that technique hones in.
I think a big one with that one is the fact that you don't need to change exercises every single training block. And this is something that we get all the time with people that generally start up with us. Like our long-termers know now that it changes each block, but like slightly. But when you just start, like you don't need to be changing every exercise every single day or every week or every training block, having a brand new bunch of exercises. You need to get good at that movement pattern and then progress from there in order to progress correctly. Cool.
Definitely.
Do you want to touch on the next one?
I think one of the biggest downfalls we see are people, they overtrain. They think that more is better. So they go into the gym and they're training like 6 to 7 days and they're doing 10 exercises and 3 sets of each. And a lot of that is just junk volume. Like if the intensity is there, there's no way you can train 6 days a week and doing 10 exercises. Like the fatigue levels are going to be so high that you're not going to be doing good sets.
Mm.
So we need to actually take rest days and actually account for rest days, because that's where the intensity comes into the training.
Yeah,
we need that rest when it's intense enough.
Mm, for sure. And like, I couldn't agree more. If you're training at that intensity, that many days a week, there is no way you could be recovering. So like rest days are super important in order, again, to progress. And you don't need to train that many days a week. That's dumb.
No.
That's what I said as dumb.
Yeah.
I'm joking, guys. But we're here to teach you how to train smarter, not harder.
Yes.
That sounds very hard to me, that many days a week.
If you can get all of your productive, intense training done in 3 to 4 days, would you be happy with having 3 to 4 days off?
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Half the week you're at the gym, half the week you're resting, because you've put the effort in, you've put the work in to actually grow the muscle that you're going to the gym for. You're not fluffing about and doing weird exercises and changing the exercises all the time. There's actually purpose behind the exercises.
Purpose, that's a good word. Yeah. That's a great word for the set. I think another thing is like fueling your sessions correctly. You know, like coming back to the nutrition for a second, making sure you are eating enough to fuel your training, both pre and post, and again, intra if you are maybe a guy lifting shitload of volume or something. I don't eat anything intra, but I know Ben does, like stamina-wise or whatever.
I mean, I know the benefits of it, but, you know, for most people, if you're training for half an hour, there's no reason that you need that. Just have some water.
No.
If you're training for longer than 45, up to an hour or over an hour, then we need to be looking at some form of carbs in there and some essential amino acids or something like that as well.
But from, you know, most of us gals, most of my gal gang, 30 to 45 minutes on 1600 calorie diet, they ain't fitting any intra food.
They can have some diet right in there so the water doesn't taste like water.
No, but I'm just kidding. But bringing it back to fueling your sessions properly, it is super important to make sure you are eating a pre-workout meal and a post-workout meal. Again, like if your goal is to gain muscle, you need to eat in a slight calorie surplus. And vice versa, if you are to lose body fat, you are to eat in a slight deficit. Or you can go aggressive if you love that, but that's not a vibe.
That in itself is going to be a harder road when it comes to training.
Yeah.
Like just being in a deficit makes training 10 times harder straight off the bat. So I would suggest maintenance and then just see how your body adapts to it.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. You can still get incredible physical results from eating at maintenance. Like
100%.
For sure. You don't need to be in a deficit to get shredded. Like, yeah, it helps, but you don't need to. I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to being educated and being structured and, you know, long-term sustainability. Like,
no one starts training or no one starts their health and fitness journey and thinks, I'm going to be here for 6 months and I'm going to change my life. It's a lifestyle. It's a long-term health benefit. Just training in general, moving your body, getting your blood moving around to your extremities. It's beneficial in so many ways that goes above just looking better.
Yes, I think that is a good point. This health and fitness journey is so much more than aesthetics. And unfortunately, for so many years, it was such a huge aesthetic focus. And I think it still is, but it's definitely changed over the last like year or two, don't you think? Like, I feel like since the stress of maybe COVID and since that time, like the movement on social media around health and fitness is definitely more of like a wellness, health sort of inner vibe than like, definitely. Let's just look sick.
Yeah, there's more, there's a lot more balance these days. Like, people still want to go and train at the gym, but they also want to go on the weekend and see their friends.
Yeah.
Because they've been locked in lockdown for 16 months, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's important to have both, but at the end of the day, as long as you are training smart and not silly, you will win at life.
Yeah. Or you will at least improve at the gym.
Yeah. That is all for today's topic. What is your lesson of the week, Ben?
Lesson of the week, being open to change. Sometimes it's needed and it can be the best thing to happen without you actually knowing it.
Yeah.
So just being open to it and not being afraid of change.
When did you learn that?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah. Just certain things that happened and it just makes me realize that I'm not in control of everything and sometimes change is necessary or it happens and you just got to go with the flow sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you learned that.
Thank you.
Being open-minded is a great thing. My one is the Google Calendar is life. No surprise that I'm saying that, but being prepared is an absolute game changer. Like, we have been so prepared this month for everything, and I just feel so much more relaxed about all of the jobs that have to be done wrapping up the year and just to be prepared. It's just such a game changer for mental health.
Couldn't agree more.
Awesome. Well, that is it for today, guys. We have one last episode of the year, which is all about reflection. We are so excited and we will talk to you in next week's episode.
Yeah, see you next week, guys.